Trombonist Roswell Rudd started out in Dixieland in the 1950s, then got into another kind of collective improvising, free jazz, in the 1960s. Back then, he also played the music of modern jazz pianists Herbie Nichols and Thelonious Monk. Later, Rudd kept a low profile, setting the stage for a triumphant return in the 1990s. On his new album, Rudd plays with his new band Trombone Tribe and sits in with some other groups as well. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Roswell Rudd is a warm, enthusiastic guy who enthuses most warmly about the trombone, his fellow trombonists, and brass ensembles featuring trombone. So Rudd's really in his element on his new album, Trombone Tribe. Half of it is by his sextet of the same name, where he's reunited with an old colleague enjoying his own big comeback, bassist Henry Grimes. The tribe's other trombonists are Steve Swell, an extrovert like his boss, and ex-Frank Sinatra sidewoman Deborah Weiss, who's handy with a plunger mute. Trombone Tribe, channeling a Duke Ellington train song with Bob Stewart on tuba and Barry Altschul on drums. On record, as live, the band gets a little shaggy around the edges, as irrepressible as its leader. The other half of Roswell Rudd's new album ropes in still more trombone players. He throws together a couple of numbers with five Sliphorn colleagues, including big band vets Eddie Bird and Sam Burtis, wild man Ray Anderson, and open for anything younger colleagues Josh Roseman and Wycliffe Gordon. Roswell Rudd's tune, Astro Slide, inspired by the percussive role low brass plays in East European bands. On one number on the trombonist's new album, he sits in with Steve Bernstein's sextet, Sex Mob, to play the tune 12 Bars by Rudd hero Herbie Nichols. Bernstein plays slide trumpet here, a smaller, higher trombone. Rudd also hit the road to meet with like-minded players. In New Orleans, he joins the four trombone unit Bonorama, and in Belgium, he rendezvous with a favorite West African septet, the Gangbe Brass Band of Benin. Rudd wrote them a short suite with echoes of his old boss Carla Bley, composer with her own brass band influences. As with the other groups, Rudd saved some solo room for himself. Roswell Rudd's album Trombone Tribe is a grab bag skimming from a few different projects, but that all-over-the-globe quality is a strength. It helps explain Rudd's enthusiasm for so many kinds of brass music. To him, it's all one big thing.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Trombone Tribe, featuring Roswell Rudd on the Sunnyside label.